Nehemiah chapter 4. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish that have been burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they might be rebuilding, if a fox goes up, he will even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our Elohim, because we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, because they provoked you to anger before the builders." So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to the half of it, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very angry. And they all conspired them all together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. And nevertheless, we made our prayer to our Elohim, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Yehuda said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." And our adversaries said, "They will not know, neither see, till we come in the midst amongst them, and kill them, and cause the work to cease." And it came to pass that when the Jews who dwelt near them came, they said to us 10 times, "From all places from where you will return to us, they will be upon you." And for this reason I set in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and I rose up, and said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember Yahweh, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, and your wives, and your houses." And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and Yahweh had brought their counsel to nothing, that we all of us returned to the wall, every one to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants worked in the work that needed to be done, and the other half of them held the spears, the shields, and the bows. And the rulers were behind all the house of Yehuda. They which built upon the wall, and they that bore burdens, and those that were carrying things, every one with one of his hands worked in the work, and the other held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girt by his side, and so he built. And he that sounded the trumpet was near me. And I said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, "The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, for this reason, that you hear the sound of the trumpet, you get yourself there to us, and our Elohim will fight for us." And so we labored in the work, and half of them held spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, did I say to the people, "Let everyone with his servant stay with us in Jerusalem, that in the night that we they may be a guard to us and labor during the day." So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me, none of us put off our clothes, except every one put them off for washing. End of chapter.